Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Today, there was a little bit of news, and we are going to talk about it today, diving deep into the big news day, which was Thursday the 3rd of November. Let's go!
Jordan open! Chicago with the lead! Bryant to Shaq!
Not a game. We talking about practice.
LeBron James with no regard for human life.
He's responsible.
Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang!
Curry for three. Wow! Unbelievable. Making it rain in New York.
We the North are now we the champions.
Not the destination.
G'day and welcome again to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. I am your host, Mitch Casey, and you can find me on Twitter at BallBoysNBA and on Instagram at BallBoysFantasyBasketball. You can also check me out over at BallBoysNBA.com, where we have just released our first exclusive Q&A podcast to all of the subscribers over there. So if you're after some more content, if you want 100% guarantee that I will answer your question in as much detail as I possibly can on a podcast form, head over to BallBoysNBA.com. It's still okay. You can go over there and subscribe there. It is just $10 for the entire season. We're going to be doing a podcast for Q&As once a week. First few weeks, moving houses and the craziness of the NBA season, hosting a lot of sort of stuff over on Twitter and pumping out content as much as I can. But now we're settling into a nice routine. I will be doing those once a week. To get your questions answered, go over to the BallBoysNBA.com, hit the exclusive Q&A tab on the website over there. If you are a subscriber and you're logged in, you should be able to see a little blue question box thing, a button down the bottom right hand corner of the screen. Hit that one, type in your question, send it away, and I'll get the question and then I'll answer it. Make sure your questions are submitted by the end of the last game on Thursday night, America time. So by the end of the last game, so for today, it was the OKC Denver Nuggets game. So once that game finished, I start recording those podcasts. And then that night, that day, the podcast should be up onto the website. So those are when I'm going to be redoing those podcasts. So check them out over there. Now that we've got that bit out of the way, we've got a bit of news to cover today, guys. And look, it's none of it's good news. Before we get stuck into it, here comes my cat. The NBA this season has been it's a bit of a shit show. If you take away the basketball, the actual on court product, there's a lot of shit things happening in the NBA right now. And look, it's otherwise casting a big negative shadow over what is something that we all enjoy, basketball at the highest level. And I'm pretty tired of it, to be honest. I'm hoping that, I don't know, and I don't think this will be the case, but I'm hoping that we can get back to just as much basketball talk as we can and this stuff and go behind us. But somehow I just don't think that's going to happen. But we're going to talk about it. We're not going to shy away from it. It does have a lot of implications to our fantasy rosters. So let's get stuck into it. We'll start with probably the one that has the least impact, and that is the Miles Bridges news. He had his hearing today, finally, which after I think I got pushed back 3 or 4 times, delayed a few times, but he pleaded no, I think, yeah, I Forgive me if I'm butchering the actual terminology in legal jargon, but I think he pleaded no contest, basically admitting that he did what he was alleged prosecuted of. So he the fallout is that he won't be receiving any jail time. Is going to be having 3 years of probation, lots of community service and all those sort of things. He currently still is a free agent. He has not been signed by anybody. I've had a few people ask me already the fact that he doesn't have any jail time or anything like that. Does this mean he's an ad? What are we doing with Miles Bridges? I don't think, especially for redraft leagues, that you should bother adding him. I don't think that the NBA, because he's basically admitted to doing what he did, we've seen the NBA suspend people for a lot less than this kind of thing. So even if he is picked up by a team, added to a roster, given a contract, I think at that moment when he is a employee of the NBA or an employee of a team, then they will step in and discipline him accordingly. And I do believe that there's still an extreme likelihood that he is not going to play a single game this season because of what he has done. In dynasty leagues, maybe it's a different story. Maybe he has a chance to play in future seasons. This kind of thing is something that can severely impact an individual, as you probably could understand, and might derail his season. But look, if you don't have any moral obligation or, sorry, moral adversity or what's the word I'm looking for? Moral objection, I should say, to adding a player like Miles Bridges on your fantasy dynasty roster, then sure, I guess in a wins and losses, it could be okay if it's a deeper format and you're not spending much to pick him up. But for me, I don't really want to be rooting for this kind of a guy to get back onto the court because, I don't know, what he did was pretty awful and pretty shit. So in redraft leagues, don't bother. I don't think he's going to be back out there. I think there's still lots left to go under the bridge with this one there. So I don't necessarily think that that's going to impact us too much, at least definitely not for redraft leagues, is my opinion. The second news item that we're going to hit for today, which is what I woke up to this morning, James Harden is going to be out for about a month with a foot tendon injury. So I tweeted this out as soon as I saw the news. Add D'Anthony Melton. Make sure he is added. He is a must-add player. 8 teams, 10 teams, 12 teams, 14 teams, everywhere. Make sure you add him, and then we'll see what happens. We've already seen that even when a player like Joel Embiid, the center for the Philadelphia 76ers, is out for an injury, that Melton is a guy that's going to get 30-plus minutes a night. In that kind of a role, he is a top 75, top 80 player. He's going to give you elite steals, some decent assists, some great threes. He's going to score decently as well. The blocks will actually be okay for a guard as well. The field goal percentage will still be not the best, okay? So be ready and to ride some poor shooting nights. I do expect that to come and go. He does have some games where he puts up really good efficient lines, but then there are other games where he might go 1 for 7. But he'll still probably give you two or three steals, a block, and that one shot he probably hits will be a three. So I think that he is a must-add player. And this, flex or brag on anyone, but this is why I sort of say be patient with these kind of high upside guys, because in a lot of leagues I never dropped D'Anthony Melton when I had him. When other teams were dropping him, I was adding him off the waiver wire. So I've got him in a few leagues right now, and not to say that I predict this happening, but with a player like him, all it took was an injury to any one of the 5 starters and he was going to get a big boost. So it's not like you're waiting for one particular player, like a Onyeka Okongwu kind of instance. So you're waiting for Capella to be injured, or even a Hartenstein situation where you're waiting for a foul trouble game with Robinson or something like that, or an injury to him. For Melton, it was clear that no matter who went out, the center, for God's sake, he gets 30-plus minutes. So you've got 5 times the more likelihood that he's going to have these improved games. So I hope that you listen to my advice and you have him still in your roster. If you drafted him, if someone dropped him, you picked him up. If he is still out there, again, big message here, must add player, go and grab him now. In terms of James Harden, obviously you're not dropping him. You're stashing him away on IR if you can. I had a little bit of concern with him going into the season about his soft tissue injuries. I mean, we haven't had anything like this before for him in terms of foot tendon issues. So these can be tricky. He said that there's been word that he's going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks. I don't expect him to be back in that time. I do obviously think that this helps a player like Tyrese Maxey. You know, he was playing really well before James Harden was there. This helps my nemesis and my number one bust candidate, Tobias Harris. He was actually serviceable before James Harden gets there. So for you guys who haven't sold high on him yet, again, another lucky break. I think that obviously his value is going to stay elevated for a bit. And Joel Embiid hopefully can, as I let my cat out of the room here, hopefully can sustain his value and get back to doing his thing. So I think that this helps those three guys, but obviously Melton is the biggest beneficiary. Outside of anyone else like that, George Niang, Shake Milton, I've been asked a couple of times. I don't think this is enough to boost them into standard league consideration. Maybe if in your like 16, 18 team leagues, you can add a Niang, but the other guys, I'd rather just sit and wait and see how what plays out, because I think that you're just going to see a big boost to those starters more than anything. Those four in particular, outside of obviously a PJ Tucker. So I think those guys all get a boost. Hopefully this improves Tyrese Maxey's assist numbers and he can play a bit more of a point guard, which was always my concern for him. Again, lucky break for a guy that I had on the bus show, but these things happen, you know. And I think, obviously, it's not going to be the rest of the season, we hope. So for this time, take it, run with it, and enjoy if you are those, if you have those players on your team. And then the last bit of news that we're going to go through today. Hopefully, this is a short podcast, but we'll see. I've got a bit to say about this one. But Kyrie Irving, suspended. Now, I'm not going to pretend like I am the most well-informed person when it comes to this kind of a topic. I'm obviously sitting back over here in Australia, quite removed from a lot of these controversial topics. I know popular figures like Kanye West are saying a whole lot of shite right now. I try not to comment too much about that sort of stuff, but obviously when it impacts what I do talk about fantasy basketball, we have to talk about it and what it means for our team. So, on the screen here, I'm going to put up basically the tweet that was sent out by Woj with the Brooklyn Nets statement on their response and what's happening with Kyrie Irving. And I want to read it through again for all of the audio listeners as well, because I think it's important to have a look at the wording of this statement and what this potentially could mean for Kyrie Irving this season. All right, so what they've said today is, over the last several days, we have made repeated attempts to work with Kyrie Irving to help him understand the harm and danger of his words and actions, which began with him publicizing a film containing deeply disturbing anti-Semitic hate. We believe that taking the path of education in this challenging situation would be the right one, and thought we had made progress with our joint commitment and eradicating hate to eradicating hate and intolerance. We were dismayed today when given the opportunity in a media session that Kyrie refused to unequivocally say that he has no anti-Semitic beliefs, nor acknowledge specific hateful material in the film. This was not the first time he had the opportunity, but failed to clarify. Such failure has to disavow anti-Semitism when given a clear opportunity to do so is deeply disturbing and is against the values of our organization and constitutes conduct detrimental to the team. Accordingly, we are of the view that he currently is unfit to be associated with the Brooklyn Nets. We have decided that Kyrie will serve a suspension without pay until he satisfies a series of objective remedial measures that address the harmful impact of his conduct, and the suspension period served is no less than 5 games. Obviously, a lot there to take in. Now, this situation, I mean, first of all, Kyrie Irving, this guy. I mean, I feel bad because I was saying that Kyrie Irving was a target of mine, and I have him in a couple of leagues in terms of his fantasy value. We've seen he's a good basketball player. There's absolutely no denying that. He obviously is a different guy, a different kind of guy, and it just seems to keep happening. The way that they have quoted this, and the wording that they've chose to use is quite worrying for me and Kyrie Irving's availability on this Brooklyn Nets team, and potentially, I don't know, his availability in the NBA. It's a very hard situation. I want to reread the last bit of this paragraph here, because I think it really highlights the nervousness that I have for anyone who has Kyrie Irving on their fantasy team. Accordingly, we are of the view that he is currently unfit to be associated with the Brooklyn Nets. We have decided that Kyrie will serve a suspension without pay until he, and this is the key part, until he satisfies a series of objective remedial measures that address the harmful impact of his conduct, and the suspension period is served is no less than 5 games. So let's get the obvious things out of the way. He is suspended for at least 5 games. That is the bare minimum. So he's out for the rest of this week. He's out for all of next week. So, okay, he's gone there. The wording there to me says that they don't see that he is unfit to be associated with the Brooklyn Nets. So obviously, whilst Kyrie is at least not publicly apologizing and not publicly denying his beliefs, which he has, if you want to use the word, promoted or at least let run free and let speculation run free, then he is not going to be playing for the Brooklyn Nets. So the reading between the lines that I'm getting from this is that the Brooklyn Nets, one, want Kyrie to plainly, clearly, and obviously apologize for what he did and what the interpretation for what he did to be to members of the community. They want him to clearly deny that he has those views and he has those beliefs. And then the other part of that message there is that until he satisfies objective remedial measures, so maybe there's some other kind of tasks that they want him to do, community service or donations or something like that. The other news that came out today is that Kyrie Irving, I think, made a donation for $500,000 to, again, I'm sorry for being uneducated here, but to one of the organizations or charities. But that since was rejected by the charity, saying they can't in good faith accept that because the interview that went down today where he was dodging questions like crazy, not admitting that he doesn't have those views, and obviously that he is not—he's not apologetic. He's not sorry. So, all of this said, look, Kyrie is not the type of guy that I believe. What we've seen with the COVID vaccination status, his unwillingness to bend to rules—he obviously doesn't seem to, you know, the threat of taking away his money and things like that doesn't seem to, at least in the previous experiences that we've had with Kyrie Irving, doesn't seem to affect this player. So there is a very, very real possibility, a very, very, I don't know if it's likely. Look, all of this to me is just speculation, but that you have to be prepared that Kyrie Irving might not play for the Brooklyn Nets ever again. That is a very distinct possibility. In fact, it's almost likely at this stage. Now, does this mean that he is traded? Does this mean that he is sent home for the rest of the season? He's a free agent at the end of this year. There's no more contracts tying him to the Nets beyond this season. So whether or not the Nets just let him walk and don't get any compensation for him, whether or not another team would actually trade for him, it's all extremely, extremely murky. It's unprecedented. So for me to tell you what to do with Kyrie Irving, obviously I don't really know. If for whatever reason you are able to get a top 40 player, a top 50 player for Kyrie, I would do it. I'd pull the trigger. If you could get two good players that fit your build in a deeper league, like, you know, two top 80, top 75 guys, and you had some junk on your team that you wanted to drop and you weren't really losing much by dropping a player, I would do it. If it's similar to what I've said before about the Kawhi Leonard situation, again, strictly speaking from a fantasy basketball perspective, he's too good to trade for someone that could be just hanging around in that just inside the top 100 area, because again, we don't know what happened. There is a possibility it is just five games. It could come out tomorrow that Kyrie Irving apologizes. He ticks all those boxes and he's back out on the court. And then you've traded a guy who's first round per game for someone who, you know, a Tobias Harris level who's just all right at everything and not really going to help you all that much. That could be a huge thing here. But just by the what we know about Kyrie Irving, I think that is a lesser likely scenario. So, and also, I just don't know what you're going to be able to get for Kyrie Irving. The perception of him, the value of him in fantasy, in NBA, is extremely low right now. It's just a really tough situation. And I think that it's something that is unfortunate. I didn't think that this was going to happen week three in the NBA. Look, we've seen him do things before. Nothing that could lead to something like this. Obviously, we thought the COVID stuff was out of the way. So I apologize if what I've said has led you to drafting him. I hope that I outlined my reasoning for him. I'm in the same boat. I followed my actions through and I've drafted him here. So, and it might be okay, but from this point of view, it looks grim. It doesn't look like it's going away anytime soon. I definitely don't think he's coming back in five games. I think it's going to extend much longer than that. And whether or not it is a full season thing, I would be preparing myself for that. Hopefully your league has an IR, an IR plus spot that you can just store him there, stash him, and then use this suspension to grab someone, maybe a D'Anthony Melton or someone else off the waiver wire, and at least not waste that spot. And even if you did, I probably would still be waiting for more news to come out. I probably wouldn't be dropping him if I had other injuries or if I had, no IR spot. I would still be holding at least for the next week or so, just to see what is going to happen. There is going to be so much more news coming out about this in the future. As much as I am sick about it, and I'm sure you're sick about it, I think that this is probably just the beginning. Hopefully it blows over, but again, I seriously doubt it. And it's just really unfortunate. How this affects the rest of the Knicks, I think this is positive news for Ben Simmons' fantasy value. He's probably going to be running more point guard. Maybe we see some more lineups with him and Claxton playing out there together. They run him more as a point guard and less as a center. So I think that this could be good news for him. I think this also marginally improves the value of Kevin Durant as obviously the unquestioned leader of the team, especially on the offensive side of the floor, even though he's already doing amazing things. You're going to get guys like Seth Curry, Royce O'Neal, who else? Joe Harris. All of these other guys get a marginal boost, but they're still not super valuable because, again, it's all points and threes. And it might be useful, so if you need those things, you can go and grab those guys and string them in and just see how that works. I think Royce O'Neal is probably a must-add player at this point, as much as I don't think he's that good of a player or that good. I shouldn't say that. He's a decent player. He's a good player for the NBA team, but his fantasy appeal is not all that exciting and not all that high upside. But I think he is going to just volume his way and minutes his way to good minutes. That's a good value. And he can also provide at least some defensive stats. So I think those are going to be the guys that benefit. Hopefully Claxton and Ben Simmons can play together, elevating their value as well. So I'm maybe a little bit less concerned about Claxton than I was a little while ago, but still very much something to monitor. It's a bloody shit show. So those are all the topics that I wanted to talk about today, guys. Let me know what your questions are down below in the comment section if you are here on YouTube. What are you doing with Kyrie? Honestly, I'm literally asking you guys, what are you doing with Kyrie Irving? Because I need help because he's on my team too. Ask me over on Twitter at BallBoysNBA if you have any more questions, and I will see you guys next time. Laters.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.